Hey everyone, Marty here, and today we're bringing you a little something different. We're going to be talking about the new H Essentials. So with me, I have Michael Babcock. Say hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael.
And we also have Chris with us. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. So we have in our hands, between all of us here, an H1 as well as an H4. We currently do not have an H6. In our presence, but I think that one of us will be getting a demo at some point in the near future. And when that happens, we can bring more information about that as we get it in our hands. But for now, we have the H1 and the H4. So, Michael, why don't you kick us off and talk about the H1 and your thoughts and all that good stuff?
Okay, so what Marty is talking about is Zoom, the digital voice recording company, not Zoom Communications, released a new line of their essential voice recorders, the Zoom H1, the Zoom H4, and the Zoom H6. The Zoom H1 is probably about 4-ish, maybe 3 inches tall. I call it a very tall triangle because it has two microphones on the top that kind of cross, and these come to a point, and these are the stereo microphones. On the front face is a screen that provides visual information. Under that is 4 buttons going across underneath the screen. And then you have another 5 buttons under those 4 buttons, the middle button being your record. On the right edge of the device is a menu button that you can press to access the menu. You also have the micro SD card slot directly below that and the USB Type-C port directly above it. One cool thing about the Zoom H1E and the other essential products is that you can power the Zoom, you can power the device with AAA batteries, or you can use a USB-C power port to power the device as well. Above the USB-C port is a line-in 1/8-inch jack. It's a female 1/8-inch jack, and you can plug devices into this to be able to capture the recording. Opposite of that, on the left edge is the headphone or line-out 1/8-inch jack. Below that is the volume knob, and then below that is the power/lock slider that you can use to turn the device on. One of the cool features about the Essential line of products is that these devices come up talking. So as a blind user, I don't have to opt into text-to-speech or the ability to get audible feedback from the device. I turn it on and I have to turn it off if I don't. I turn the device on and I have to turn the speech off if I don't want access to it. Chris, what would you say is the biggest difference between the 4 and the 1, and how would you describe the 4?
Yeah, so I would say that the 4 is a little more chunky, just a little bit, a little thicker, a little bit taller, a little bit wider, but it still fits really nicely in the palm of your hand. And it does have, you know, the same microphone positioning at the top. The buttons are placed a little bit differently, as well as the power button. There is a Bluetooth, a little port for the Bluetooth transmitter that you could plug in there. Do you have one of those on the H1?
No.
I don't think you do. So that's a big difference, because then you can use the H4 Essential with the app and control the recorder via the app for that purpose. There are some different buttons for arming the channels at the bottom row of the unit. Let's see. Yeah, the headphone jacks are on the opposite side. There's just some different placement of the units and some different features for sure, and a little mixer button on the top front panel. So those are the things that I can think of immediately that are obviously different.
I would say something else that's obviously different about the H1, H4, and the H6 is on the H1, there are no XLR ports. So you can either use it as a handheld device with the built-in microphones, or you can use it as an interface, which you can then use the USB-C port to plug into the computer, and then you can run it as a microphone through the computer as an interface, or you can use it as a standalone device, One cool thing is that I will say is when you're using it as an interface on an iOS device, like an iPad or an iPhone, you now can be in a cloud recording like Zoom application or any of those things. And while you're recording there, the problem that you have on an iOS device normally is that you only get one source of audio. So that means you're only able to record into Zoom or any of the other cloud platforms. But when you're using the H1 as an interface, then you can record at the same time locally to the device, which is huge because then you get the highest quality of recording while you're still in a Zoom meeting or any of the other cloud recording programs. So that's a really cool feature.
And I forgot to say the menu button, the scroll wheel for the menu is my favorite feature so far because I've just had it a week. So I'm still getting to know the H4 Essential, but I love the little menu scroll wheel on the right hand side of the machine. Kind of reminds me of scroll wheels on old time Braille displays where you just click through the options and you press the little enter button that's located by the scroll wheel on the right hand side to make your choices. So that's pretty cool too.
Definitely.
So, Marty, I think we're going to, unless you guys have much more, probably wrap it up shortly. But I'm curious, and if you already mentioned it, we'll edit this question out. Did you let people know about a immediate audible difference they'll hear with the H4e versus the H1e?
Yes. So on the H1, when you turn on the device, once you have it all set up, it gives you some information right out of the gate. It gives you how much recording time you have left. So let's say you have 46 hours available, it will tell you that. If you're in mono or stereo mode, it will tell you that. It will tell you how much battery you have left. So if your battery is full, it will tell you that the battery is full. So you get a bunch of information on the H1 when you turn it on. That's the first thing that you hear. On the H4, you do not get that. It basically tells you that you're on, and I think it tells you the battery, and that's about all. So I'm not sure if that's a bug, if that's going to come in a firmware update, or if there's any other issue. We do have a note into Zoom, and hopefully they'll be able to reply back with either a fix to it or a fix that's coming for it or something like that. But that's a really important feature that'd be great to have on all the devices across the board when you turn them on.
I was also going to mention too, if anybody's ordering these things, do they still sell a regular H4? Is that, that's an actual name of a device, correct?
Yeah, I think it's H4N, so if I recall right. Unless I'm thinking of a different device. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just going to say it's really good to make sure if anybody's ordering these things that you look for the word Essential attached to that name, because that's what we're talking about. And these are the accessible line of products.
Definitely. One other thing I will say is on the H4, it is a bit of a bigger device than the H1. And I would say it's probably about twice the size in width and probably about twice the size in thickness. Height is just about the same. I don't see a whole lot of difference in height. They're pretty close. But I will say that the H4 feels really good in your hand to hold on to it. It's, you know, it feels like you can grip it. It doesn't feel like it's going to fall out of your hand. It has these really cool rubber bumps on the back, which makes it quiet when you put it down on a table. It's not plastic, you know, hitting the table. It's the rubber bumpers on the back, so it doesn't slide and it doesn't really make any noise when you put it down. Of course, you don't want to slam it, but it feels really good in that way. Another thing that's a really cool feature is on the back, there is a tripod screw hole mount, and you can't put this on a tripod if you want to use the microphones that are built into the device. And this is on the H1, the H4, and the H6. So if you want to use the built-in microphones, you can mount this onto a tripod, and that way you can speak into the microphones that are built onto the device without having any handling noise. If you have, you know, it on a tripod and you're using it hooked up to your computer or standalone, either way, it will save you from having any kind of hand noise, like if you were, instead of using it in your hand. So I think that's a really cool feature also.
It is, because those microphones that are built in are really sensitive. So it definitely picks up, you know, you sliding it around in your hand, even feeling for the buttons. So that's a good thing to be able to do.
Definitely.
So if you're interested in one of these essential products, because it is very essential, you have one in your pocket. See what I did there? Where can I find them, Chris and Marty?
Well, AT Guys is selling them now. You can get all three of these devices. So I would check there. You can either go on their website or give them a call. And that's the first place I would start at.
You can also get them from Sweetwater, Amazon, like several other places. Oh, I think we forgot something very important, and I'm going to toss this to Chris. Chris, do these devices have built-in memory?
No, they don't, I don't think.
No, they do not. Kind of important. So when you buy one of these, you need a micro SD card, up to 1 terabyte. But if you don't have one, all you're going to get is SD card not present or something of that nature.
Right.
Correct.
You can also, yeah, get these on Zoom's website too. And so that's another place to get them.
Sweet.
I thought you were kind of baiting me to say the AT Guys. That's why I didn't say the other stuff.
No. I was just in general wondering where you can get them from. Well, Marty.
I mean, should I re-say that?
No, you're good. You're good. Okay. You're good. We're going to run with it. Any other feedback / comments? Go buy one. They're essential.
We didn't really talk about external microphones and the XLR ports on this.
I'm sorry that I didn't mention that. That was so obvious, but I was looking for my advice that I didn't want to make noise with my chair. And I'm like, oh, thanks for reminding me. Of course, the XLR ports are there.
Yeah, and for those who don't know what XLR ports are, they are ports that are on the bottom of the H4 as well as the H6, not on the H1, and they allow you to plug in your external microphone. So if you have external microphones that you really like to use and you want to use those, you can definitely convert this into an interface, plug it into the computer, and plug in your XLR microphones. And you've got 2 on the H4 on the bottom, you've got 4 on the H6. And another feature of the H6, which is really cool, is you can remove the microphones off the top, and there's going to be capsules that are going to be available at the end of the year, I believe. And those are going to give you some other options. They're going to have a shotgun microphones that you can add to it. There's going to be XLR ports that you can add to the top of it. So if you really need 6 XLR ports, you can remove the microphones and get 2 XLR capsules. And between the 4 at the bottom and the 2 capsules at the top, you can have 6 XLR ports, among a few other things they're going to have. So keep an eye out for the end of the year to see what capsules are going to have available for the H6. On the H1 and the H4, you cannot remove them. They are stationary and they do not come off. So no XLR ports on the H1, and on the H4, you do have 2 at the bottom. So,
well, thank you, Marty and Chris, for talking about the Zoom Essential line of products. And I will say, The most popular one that I have heard of people talking the most about is the H1E because of the price point. You can't go wrong with that price point. It's small enough to just slip into a bag or a pocket. And if you need to use it, especially if you're a student, you can just pull it out, start the recording, and then deal with it later. And it gives you some great feedback, both auditory and tactile, because you can feel when the button is pushed. So if anyone has any additional questions or feedback about the Zoom Essential line of products, feel free to send us an email, feedback@unmute.show.
And for all the rest of our content, if you would like to check out anything else, you can check out unmute.show for everything else we have going on at Unmute.